Now, in studio, two local servant leaders, business owners, and family men committed to empowering San Diego to rise up. Your hosts, Jared Kelly and James Carmody.
Good evening, San Diego. Well, James, those guys aren't here tonight. Somehow we were able to scale the walls and evade the guard dogs, and we got crawled under that laser system, and you got Eve Nasby and Phil Kendrow here today with you, and we're so glad to be here with Rise Up Radio. Got some awesome guests who we're going to start off with. We've got Janice today and Bob, who we're going to speak with a little bit later. But first of all, you know, San Diego has got so many things to do.
There's so much to go on in San Diego, and if you got family, you can head up to Julian. Can you guys believe it? It's October almost.
It's just, what are we doing this year? It's way too fast.
The leaves are changing. Head up to Julian for apple pie or go to Bates Nut Farm pumpkin patches. And Phil, I know you got some stuff going on too. Aztecs?
Yeah, well, you got the Aztecs. I'm really excited about San Diego State. Aztecs are doing awesome this year. So they've got a game going on, of course, now at the SDCCU Stadium. It's been newly renamed. If you got that? San Diego Restaurant Week is going on. And since October's coming up, hey, it's time for some Oktoberfest. So Oktoberfest with La Mesa is out there. Or you go to Legoland, they've got their brick or treat functions going on. So I've got the little ones.
Yes, you do.
And then, hey, you know what though? San Diego's also a great place to just see the sights of Mount Soledad National Veterans Memorial, which I'm very fortunate to be a part of. That's one of the best places to see San Diego, or go jump in a biplane and fly around.
And you're also a pilot. So for those listeners who don't know who Phil Kendrow is,
geez Louise.
He's a former Aviate pilot with the Marines. And used to run the air show at Miramar for 7 years, and now he flies biplanes. So if you want a thrill, go with Phil. It's pretty awesome. And then last night, or
did
two nights ago,
did you practice that?
I did not.
That's awesome.
That's a byline, right?
There you go.
All right. And you also got an award.
Yes,
Center
I appreciate that.
Center for Wealth
that.
And Legacy, presented by your beautiful wife. Yeah,
yeah, that was very nice of you to present. The Inspiration Awards we had this week with the Center for Wealth and Legacy, a great event. We actually, our finalist, Kathy Anderson, won the award for Survivors for Torture International, helping tens of thousands of people come away from, get out of their countries, come here to San Diego in the United States and help them out to get their get on their feet. So really amazing people we met out there this week. So glad you could be there. And sing the national anthem, so great. So maybe we'll get a sample of that today.
Yeah, I'll sing the Marines anthem.
All right, where are you going that one?
But speaking of great people who are doing great things, we have the one and only Janice Whitaker with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You are amazing.
Well, I hope you tell all my friends and family.
No, that's awesome. So you know what? First of all, I think we need to get the audience to hear a little more about yourself. So tell us your background. Like, how did you get to almost October 2017?
How did I get to October 2017?
Yeah.
Well, I've been involved in learning and development for a long time. My husband is in the Air Force, retired Air Force, and combined a couple of those things to come up with and work with the Veteran Career Transition Assistance Program that we run on a monthly basis for military men and women.
Awesome. And so how long have you been a part of that organization now?
We've been around for about 5.5 years.
Okay.
Started out very small. Only a few people, 5 or 6 people. Now we're hundreds of people.
Awesome. And then how many people do you actually have that help out with the organization as they go through? And how many week processes, again, and all those particulars?
So we have about 55 volunteers that help us. Certainly not just run just by me. There's a lot of us. And we run the program about 8 to 10 times a year. It's a 8-module program where it's 2 nights a week for 4 weeks. So basically you're committing to about a month, but it's only 2 nights a week.
And how much are they paying? So who are you looking for? Like, and how much do they have to pay to be a part of this?
Well, the best part about this is it's absolutely free.
Woo!
They get workshop materials, coaching, information, flash drives with information, books, absolutely free. And anyone who's a military member, veteran, transitioning military, or spouses we actually serve. We do serve a very unique population. Maybe people are not aware of that, but most of the people who work with us or attend or have actually been in the military 10 or more years. And about a third of them actually have been retiring.
Hmm. Now, you have a great story too, Phil, because you transitioned out. You knew everybody and their mother here in San Diego, but it was still hard for you to transition out. And so, Janice, what you're doing is throwing a life ring to people who are having a difficult time transitioning out of the military. What are some of the biggest challenges people face today?
Actually, it's very interesting. Most people feel like Military folks can just step from military career to a civilian career, but that's not true, especially if they've been in 10 or more years. Think about that. It's as if they've been in another country for 10 years, different culture, language, customs, and now they're moving into this corporate world with a different language, culture, and customs. And they really don't know how to job search or what to do, and so we help them with that. So one of the big issues is being able to learn about the job search process, what that's all about, and that's exactly what we help them with, job search skills.
Phil, you faced some challenges when you got out. You had a network. You thought you were doing everything right. What was that like for you?
You know, unfortunately for a lot of veterans is that we think we're prepared, but we're only so prepared as much as we can be with our networks and all the groups. And, you know, in San Diego, we're blessed as well as we're cursed in some ways because there's so many organizations. And I've known Janice's organization for a few years, and we've been very fortunate to have that out there. And the fact that what you do, honestly, is it's the multi-period, the modules that go through there, which are really more effective than sometimes those one-day courses that a lot of us see. And there's so many of those one-day courses. And we appreciate those efforts, but a lot of times it's a lot more than just going in for about 3 or 4 hours and saying, hey, we're going to clean up your resume. It's really finding out your background, your why, like we'll talk about a little bit too, like what is going to be your passions and what do you need to fulfill once you leave the military. And it is probably the most difficult thing I did after 20 years. And it's one of the reasons why the Veterans Beer Club, we started in San Diego, a very informal group, but it's a way to get those transitioning service members to kind of have a place to talk and chat informally and figure out like how they're going to progress into the future. And so I know that we hear often about your organization up there, and where are you all located up there too?
So actually, we have two locations. Currently, we're in Oceanside, and then we also have one in Rancho Bernardo at the National University. And in 2018, we will be in Carlsbad and in Rancho Bernardo.
That's awesome. The Rancho Bernardo is the second location, is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then when did the Rancho Bernardo location start up?
That started about a year ago.
Okay.
And so this next year, we'll be at National University again. They are providing free classroom space for us. And so that's been very exciting to come down. We've been up with the Marines for a long time up in Oceanside, and the Navy folks were saying, how come you're not with us? So we're quickly trying to move southward to help them.
Awesome. You know, it's funny you talk about National University. This week, actually, we got to meet Dr. Michael Cunningham,
yes,
who's one of our guest speakers for that awards function we were talking about, the Chancellor of National University, and all of their outreach that they're doing with Denny Sanford's backing as well,
right,
the world's oldest living teenager, as they refer to him.
Yes.
But it's pretty amazing what National University is doing. I'm glad to hear that they've been really helping you guys out, too. And how do people help you out? Like, so right now, somebody's saying, you know, I may not be a service member, but you know what? I know how to conduct interviews. I know how to build resumes. So what do they do? How do they reach out to you?
That's a great question. We actually have several opportunities for volunteers. So if someone is interested in helping people with resumes, they can become a coach. If they are currently a hiring manager and want to help out that, we have mock interviews, we have virtual coaches, and they can reach out via our website at vetctap.org, which is spelled vetctap.org, or they can contact us at info@vetctap.org at our email.
And of course, we'll have all that information on the Rise Up Radio page to make sure that people are able to get a hold of you if they didn't catch that the first time. And we'll make sure you say that a few more times for the audience as they're driving. But don't write down the notes while you're on the I-15. We have enough traffic already usually on there. So
no texting.
No texting
taking
as well.
Notes. No, Janice, awesome. You are involved in, I think, literally saving families, because when folks get out of the military, they're disillusioned, they're disappointed, they're putting hundreds of resumes and applications out on the web and they don't get anything back in return. And so they return to their homes and they're just bummed, right? Because they're not finding the job that they want. You have 8 modules. Can you talk about those 8 modules and what that entails?
Certainly. We take them from soup to nuts. So at the beginning, we talk about, again, what are their skills, abilities, interests? What is it that you want to do? We go through some assessments. We talk about how to manage the job search process, which is, boy, a bear in and of itself. We talk about resumes, interviewing, networking, LinkedIn. How do we manage all that process? How do we reach out to others? There's so many things that can be done during those 8 modules. People are very surprised because we do spread them out, and they actually have homework, quote unquote, homework
dun,
that they
dun.
Have to do.
Homework
and that they have to do in between each module that we conduct. So they have to work.
I knew there'd be a clause somewhere you had to do something on that one. But you know, it's very important, like when they're in class, because of course, I think they're fully invested in what they're doing, but you have to keep them focused even when they're outside of their classes. And that homework, as much as it may be difficult, is even more important because, again, that's keeping their mind focused about what's about to hit them.
Well, we found that we have a pretty winning combination of things that we ask them to do as far as what they have to do in classroom, what they have to do outside of classroom. We have over a 90% success rate. So we also explain to them that we are not going to find them a job. Our job is to teach them how to fish. If you're familiar with the teaching people how to fish rather than give them a fish.
And when you say 90% success rate, what does that mean?
That means the people who graduate from the program actually find the career of their choice.
Wow, that's incredible.
And so what we're doing, actually, when we get this break here in about a minute and a half, we're going to come back with some success stories because we'd love to hear more about those tales, about what people are doing. And again, you've got Janice Whitaker from Vet CTAP, the executive director here. And again, what is your website again?
www.vetctap.org, spelled V-E-T-C-T-A-P.
So you've got some great people that are out there helping out with the interviews, the mock interviews and everything else. Do you guys also require any type of funding as well? So how do you get your funds for your organization?
So we are a nonprofit, private nonprofit. So we rely upon individual donations, corporate donations, grants, and not only monetary, but in-kind donations.
Okay. Awesome on that one, too. So again, when we come back here, I'm interested to hear about some of those awesome success stories and how we can help you best on that one. You know, we're increasing some awareness about what you have going on at the second location in almost three locations. So we're really excited about hearing about that. So we've got Eve Nasby and Phil Kinder here with Rise Up Radio and Janice Whitaker from Vet CTAP. And we'll be back with you in one moment.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question, why? I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Good evening, San Diego. Again, it's still Phil Kendrew and Eve Nasby with you on Rise Up Radio. They haven't kicked us out of the building yet, so they haven't found us.
I don't think they know we're here.
I don't think they know we're here. That's awesome.
Because you're so stealth.
I know. We're actually dressed in like all black right now and stuff like that. Came in like ninjas.
You can't even see me.
That's awesome. Hey, we're so lucky though that we've got Janice Whitaker as well with us from Vet CTAP. That's just an awesome organization that you heard about in the first part of the organization and of course, or the first part of our Rise Up Radio session. And so excited. So next thing we're going to talk about though, Janice, is about those success stories. So you've been doing this with a number of these modules. You've been doing this for a number of years now. And you've got to have some tales about something that's going to pull at your heartstrings and says, you know, we had somebody come in, this happened, and here's what happened with them and succeeded. So tell us something like that.
Oh my, we have so many success stories. They're so exciting. I will share one, however. A gentleman from the Navy, he's actually in communications, educated, had a degree, which most of our folks do. And he had retired several months before and had been pumping his very coiffed resume out into cyberspace and very diligent about sending it out, and he had sent out hundreds. Of course, I heard this story later. He had sent out hundreds of resumes and heard nothing. Mm. Nothing. He heard about Vet CTAP, came into class, And the first night and second night goes, oh my goodness, I absolutely understand why this has not been working. He worked on his resume. He worked on, again, he was a communications person, right? He knew how to communicate. He's educated, knew what to do, but he didn't know what to do because he didn't understand the job market. He actually revamped his resume and actually within 2 weeks of finishing Vet CTAP, had the job of his dreams.
So what was wrong with his resume? What was he doing wrong?
As most military folks, he had a lot of military jargon in there. So military jargon is a tough, tough thing. When HR professionals and hiring managers look at resumes, they don't understand military jargon. And as a result of looking at hundreds of resumes, they're going to take a second look at that and they'll just set it aside. So we worked a lot on translating and transposing their information so that a hiring manager or an HR professional could read it. And that was a great win for him.
So for those who are listening, who might be thinking, oh my gosh, I've sent my resume out to hundreds of people. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. What are some of the key things that HR professionals actually look for when they're looking at those resumes, besides taking the veteran jargon out?
So one of the things that HR professionals or their software that they use when it comes to screening resumes is there's key skills or key words that someone needs to put into their resume so that it would stand out, so that they have the actual skills that the person's looking for. That's very important to make sure that you know what the key skills and key words are that are important to the company.
Do you suggest taking a look at the job description and then cut and paste into your resume?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no! Oh, cheating 101. You said no. She threw that flag.
However, you're right on the mark, though, as far as looking at the job description. So someone needs to look at the job description, look at the job skills, and make sure that they have those skills and put them in the appropriate places in the resume.
What does that top of the resume look like to get your attention? Because, you know, you've got, you have 9 seconds.
Is it a big smiling picture, you know? No.
Yeah, right. 8x10 glossy of Phil Kendrow, that'll get you the
job. Instagram photo with yourself, you know, riding a unicorn or something.
So that top of the resume is very important. As you mentioned just briefly, people usually look at a resume less than 10 seconds. So you really need to capture their attention at the top. So those key skills, even listed right at the top, are important. And that professional summary that tells them exactly what skills, abilities, education are they bringing to this job that will be good for them.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, of course. So, well, I hope you say more than one thing. Otherwise, it's going to be, why are you here then? You
know? So I have been doing employment for 23 years, and I found myself in a position where I needed to redo my resume. And Janice, you helped me. And after 23 years, I should know better, but I needed another set of eyes on my resume. So I think another pointer is have somebody else look at your resume. Don't think that you've got it right, but have more eyes on that resume.
Absolutely. Even HR professionals need other people to look at their own resume. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And you were talking about the acronyms in the resume. And so it's not just the acronyms. I think in the resumes a lot of times. It's also when you hear this military transitioning servicemen are all of a sudden they're speaking to you. They're doing their elevator speech or an interview and all of a sudden they're using MA, MAG, you know, MALS, and you're like, what the heck are you talking about? And one of the things I think, too, is during the interviews that you do those mock interviews, and I think you've written a book actually about doing interviews. Can you talk about that possibly?
Absolutely. Several years ago, I wrote a book called Interviewing by Example. And basically, this book is for hiring managers and it teaches them how to conduct a professional interview. So it asks, basically helps them with what kind of questions should you ask, what skills are you looking for, and what kind of answers are you looking for when it comes to that.
Awesome on that too. And then does your organization have any special upcoming events coming? Like when's the next class starting again? And again, I really want to hear about like how do we get a hold of you?
Okay. So we are going to have our last workshop series. It begins the second week of October. And so people can go to that. We can go to Eventbrite. It's spelled
EVENTBRITE.
Thank you. My brain just lost it right there. .com. And look for Vet CTAP. And we have that class. And that will be the last one for this year. We have we don't usually run them during the holidays, November and December. So we will be running brand new in January and start up with new classes and have 10 of them. Next year, the next one will start the second week of January. People need to register quickly because we do fill up quickly and actually sometimes have a wait list. They can go to our website. Once they get to our website, they click on where it says free workshops and they can register that way.
And how many people do you have in each workshop? And again, how long does it last again, please?
So the workshop is 2 nights a week for 4 weeks. So it's spread over that time. And the other question was?
How many people do you have in your cohorts?
Actually, we like to keep the numbers small. We could fill a lot more than we do, but we like to keep it 20 people or less so that we can give them the individualized attention that they need.
Can you give us another nugget? What else are you teaching? You touched on the resumes. We talked about even in interview situations, leave those acronyms out. What other nuggets can you give us?
Well, one of the things that we do is, well, the interviewing skills, for instance. Not only do we conduct mock interviews, but these senior HR professionals conduct the mock interviews, and then they give them feedback. Well, this is what you did well. This is what you need to work on. We actually, when we teach interviewing skills, teach them how to answer the question, and we tell them the secrets of what are people going to be asking you. Wouldn't that be nice to go in and know exactly what you're going to be asked? We'll tell them that.
And I think you also handhold them when they graduate. Keep me honest here. When they graduate, you don't just say, thanks for coming. It's been great.
Don't let the door hit you on the way
right,
out there.
Stay in contact with me on LinkedIn, Shalabella. What do you do?
Well, that's another unique thing about our program is once they've graduated from it, we will assign them, or they have the opportunity to be assigned a virtual coach. And that virtual coach will stay with them until they obtain their new career.
That is so great.
And I think that's pretty awesome. You talk about the coaching and mentorship, because that's something that, you know, a lot of people talk about the military and they talk about leadership. We're not necessarily always the best mentors, I'll tell you honestly. And I was very fortunate that this beautiful lady next to me was one of my mentors as transitioning out. So, and that was really helpful to get mentors that were non-military mentors a lot of times to really figure out what was going on in the business industry in San Diego and different fields. So it was amazing on that one too. So thanks, Eve. I really appreciate that.
You're awesome. But in your defense, you also surrounded yourself with a bunch of other people besides me. So just for those listeners who this is resonating with, surround yourself with business leaders in San Diego and just get a handful of really smart people around you that can help you navigate this really difficult process. And it's okay to admit that it's hard.
Yeah. And so you've been doing Vet CTAP for a while. Okay. And you're still there.
Yes.
So why? What is your why? Why are you there with that organization for? What gets Janice motivated in the morning to do this?
You know what? It's so exciting. The first night, I hate to say this, and I hope no one takes offense to this.
I've already taken offense while you said that.
It's got to be the M&Ms. I don't know.
I know.
I love the first night when these men and women who have been in stressful situations, exciting situations, great responsibility that they've had on their shoulders come into this class, and they're a little scared. Mm. They're intimidated. They don't know what they want to do. Some of them are clueless. And that first night, I always have to smile because I know what's coming, because 4 weeks later, they got it.
Mm. Awesome.
They have the confidence. They know what they want to do. They know how to get it. And that's the buzz for me. It's so exciting to see that transition. And I'd love for them to come back, email me, and call me and say, Janice, I got a job. I want to tell you about it. That's really fun.
That's awesome.
I think that passion has fueled your nomination. You are a finalist for the Military and Veteran Entrepreneur Award, sponsored by the San Diego Business Journal and the Rosie Network. And the winners are going to be announced at an event on October 25th.
Yes, I'm so honored about that. And it's very exciting.
Yeah, definitely highly recommend. So we've got some of those transitioning service members out there. San Diego Business Journal does a lot of events during the year, and they are absolutely phenomenal. Nels Jensen and his crew out there do a great job. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is, for this one, it is military focused, but they have so many other ones honoring manufacturing, honoring diversity, honoring biotechnology here in San Diego. And what I used to tell a lot of veterans was, go to the San Diego Business Journal functions, and guess what? You're going to be the only short hair person in that room, because not a lot of veterans go to them. But now they're doing one for the veterans. Absolutely love it. October 25th. And we're definitely going to be seeing you up there. So excited about that.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
Yeah. So again, how do we get a hold of you? So they want to go to the organization. They want to find out more about Vet CTAP to either help out or either get some good education from you and the other 54 people that are helping to volunteer. So how do they do that?
There's our email, info, I-N-F-O, at vetctap.org. There's our website, www.vetctap.org.
Awesome. Well, hey, Janice, thank you so much. And everybody stick around. We've got some more great Rise Up Radio. Bill coming on here in a moment. We may have some singing going on, I think, in the next session.
We'll
have
to see.
With kazoos or whatever. But stay up with the Rise Up Radio. And thanks for being here, San Diego.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Jared Kelly here, co-host of Rise Up Radio and the Rise Up Movement. We are having an amazing journey and just trying to hold on to this movement, but we need you to be a part of this. If you would like to sponsor what's happening on air and in the community with the Rise Up Movement, visit us at sdriseup.com. Let's rise up together and understand it is our job to maintain America's finest city. Visit us at sdriseup.com. That's sdriseup.com. Jared Kelly here, founder of Mission Realty Group. As you have heard me say thousands of times, we must be part of the community that we live in. I've had the privilege of using our company to do just that. It is our goal to not only help people make informed and excellent decisions when buying and selling a home, but to really understand your goals and needs. Yes, for some people, their house is just a roof to live under. But for others, it is a home where you are raising a family, entertaining friends, and a place to get away from the hustle of life. Let me ask you this. Is your home right for your family? When is the last time you even thought about this? Let us use our exclusive process to help you understand where the market is going. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let's have a conversation today. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and we would love to connect with you and make a plan. Again, that's missionrealtygroup.com. That's missionrealtygroup.com. Hit the contact tab and let's make a plan so you can win.
AM 1170, The Answer. CBQ.
Good evening, San Diego. It's Rise Up Radio, and you've still got Eve Nasby and Phil Kendra with you tonight. And so, Eve, how are you doing so far?
Doing well. We have a really amazing guest. I love music, and Bill, you are a phenomenally gifted person. You graduated magna cum laude in piano, hello, and creative writing. Like, who does that?
Yeah, just me.
Just you. Right. So we've got Bill Protzman. He is a man on a mission, and he wants to raise, or he is raising, awareness of the power of music as self-care. So tell us about that, Bill.
Oh, it's a blessed thing to do. You know, being on this mission of reawakening people to what they already know is fantastic. And when Janice was talking about watching the lights come on, it's like that. You get to talk to someone, and all of a sudden you go, oh. And it comes home and they get it. And as a performer, you know, you have this experience. You play for people, somebody will come up to you afterwards and they're like speechless. You see their mouth moving, nothing's coming out. Their eyes are trying to tell you something. They got it. Mm-hmm. Something happened, they got it. So my mission is all about making that possible and reminding people of what it takes to get there. And it's not that hard.
And I'm sure that basically you picked up all the stuff overnight, so you can just, you didn't practice or do anything to get to this point. So how did you get to this point, though?
Well, you have to play the piano for 53 years. And then pay attention to what's happening in the audience for about, 50 of those years, right? Because if you're not connecting as a musician, that's too bad. You know, mm-hmm. You've missed it. You've missed mm-hmm. your opportunity to actually have a relationship, a musical relationship with someone who's sitting there listening to you. And sometimes it happens, let's be honest, and most of the time it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So if you're not playing the right kind of music and you're not connecting in that way, you've got more work to do. And it's just practice. It's just practice and awareness, being aware of what's happening in the audience while you're playing. So I brought that to people in a way that's practical and useful, and been teaching that now for more than 10 years. Actually going out and saying music can be useful, not just entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. It can be useful to you, something you can do for yourself.
So when you say music, though, of course you've talked about with the piano. Any other music that you're putting in there for audience?
No, you know what? It's really tough to guess what an audience is going to hear and enjoy. So I just go with whatever you love. So Phil, whatever music you love is your power music, right? Eve, whatever music you love, that's your power music. You can use that. Once you know what to use it for, it becomes a real tool for you. So let's go into that because it's really quick, and I want to make sure the listeners get a lesson here before we go home. So we basically can feel four different things. We like some of them, like joy is a great feeling. We love joy. Grief, we can do grief. But fear and anger, not so much. A lot of us that get full of fear and anger don't have a way to do anything with that. Now, it's different if you're trained. Like combat veteran, well, they know all four of those things are part of what your job used to be, right? Mm-hmm. That's a really important thing. A pro athlete, all four of those feelings are part of what your job used to be. I love football because you as a fan can experience all four of those feelings at a game, right?
Well, not as much here in San Diego, unfortunately. But We've got the awesome Aztecs. And we've got anger for that other team that shall not be named.
Yeah, no, they won't.
Yeah, exactly.
Penalty of death.
You see where this goes, right? So if you can dial into those four feelings in a way that's useful to you, you've got something, right? You've got something. Instead of stuffing them down. So fear, anger, we kind of stuff those. We civilians, we try to tamp them down and not bring them to work or bring them to wherever we have to go, to the family. We try not to feel that stuff. But if you don't feel it, that's a problem. Mm. It builds up inside you. Like a therapist said to me once, Bill, you look angry. And I'm like, me? I'm not angry. I'm depressed, man. And he said, well, that's what happens when you don't feel your anger. It goes in and stays inside you, causes depression. So fortunately, there's music that can unpack that and let you feel it in safety, right? So if you're feeling something and you don't like it, that's a good indication you've got a reason to put on some music. Support that feeling and let it flow through you so you don't carry it around.
So what kind of music? So you've got this anger inside of you and you're pulling it in and it's causing depression. What do you listen to? Heavy metal to classical? Like, how do you get that out?
It's a great question. I love this because I can't tell you what music is your music, right? But you know inside of you what it is that anger feels like. And when you find music that resonates with that, that's your power music right there. Mm. So you're kind of, you have a mission now. Go out and find the music that supports your anger. Go out and find the music that supports your grief. Go find the music that supports your joy. That's pretty easy. We get there. How about music that supports your fear? Mm. Like, what would that be? And I ask people if they're a little curious about it, dial into a movie, like a scary movie. There's music in that scary movie that will just, like, you know, make your skin crawl.
Right.
Yeah. That's the music you need, right? When you get that feeling, you're on it. You are on it.
It's funny you talk about emotions because my wife Jill and I's music thresholds between anger. Like when she puts on country music, I get depressed and angry.
If you play it backwards, though, you get happy.
You get the truck back. Yeah, there you go. And then the 70s, 80s music that I want to dance to, you know, then that makes her upset. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I understand that those feelings in the household.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Our kids are going to be really messed up in their music habits growing up, though, unfortunately. But, you know, one of the things you're talking about emotion, and it seems on your website that you talk about some of the people that you touch that don't have emotion or Alzheimer's patients that you're reaching out to in your audience. So can you talk more about that?
Sure. There's science on how music unlocks memory. And it does that not by unlocking, like, the memories of specific things, but unlocking the feelings that are connected to those memories. So if you're able to reach an Alzheimer's patient or dementia patient in a way that goes below thought down to that core brain, the lizard brain, and get into that, that's where the feelings are. And you can relate on those feelings. Even though we can't actually talk together about something, we can relate on a feeling level. And this part of this mission includes those human connections. Being able to build that human connection with someone who can't actually reason with you, but who can feel with you, wow, is that authentic? And do we ever need that these days? I mean, we've forgotten how to relate to each other. Right. This is a great opportunity to be able to rebuild that.
You know, I read a story about a person who went in and started singing hymns to a person who couldn't talk, an elderly person in a nursing home. And they started joining them in song and they hadn't spoken in years. And yet that music touched something in their brain where they just burst forth in song and it was completely unexpected. And it just brought joy to everyone that witnessed it.
Exactly. Right. And I mean, science likes to look at the brain with music to find out how the brain is doing what it does. That's the level we're at right now. Mm. It's a great field of inquiry. I just look at that and go, hey, let's sing with more people in nursing homes.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Science will catch up. Let's do the work.
Yeah.
Let's do the work. So can I give you a demonstration of how that works? Because it seems like, I mean, talking about it is one thing, but experiencing it, can we do this?
Let's go for it.
So I want to ask you to experience two different feelings. And I could say to you right now, be sad. Be sad. So I'm looking around the room right now, and Eve's trying not to smile.
My son's fish just died, and just his heart being broken, I feel how sad he was. So I have that image in my mind
right
now.
I'll pretend my golden retriever is dying.
Just pretend. Yeah, there you go. Okay, now, how about be happy? Can you be happy?
Yes.
Yeah, easy for Eve, right? Now, Phil's kind of lighting up over there. Okay, so we're getting happy. Now, those are instructions that I have to give you, right? But what if I asked you to make some music and got the same response? Mm. I think with music, you get a more genuine response. So I'm going to pass around a scientific.
This is awesome. No. I am very excited about this part, ladies and gentlemen. He's handing us some kazoos.
Everybody in the room is a scientific tool.
Which way do you?
So we've got Jennifer still here that's with us. Our Jennifer Kriwalk is awesome, helping us out. And then Janice is stuck around. So we've got all of us with our kazoos right now.
The idea right now is to actually change your brain chemistry, right? And at a very fundamental level, a level below reason, below thought, to get right to the lizard brain and actually do something there that changes your chemistry, right? So what happens when you hear this?
I'm ready to charge up a hill right now.
That's
Let's go. But that's just in my nature anyway.
My well,
exactly. What about this one? I don't play the kazoo very well, but if you might recognize it as Taps, you'd be right.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so Taps, pretty sad song. The interesting thing is that your brain responds to that stuff before you even have to give it instructions. So, everybody together, let's all play charge. Here we go. Ready? Jeez. Back to school.
We didn't get a keynote. We needed that one.
No, I was hoping that you just sort of picked that up.
I will have to ask the kids if they're doing this in school right now. They have to have some instruments in school.
Well, if you're driving right now and didn't recognize that, everybody played charge, right? Okay, so charge, happy song. Gets your adrenaline going, makes you jump up, right? Upregulates in scientific language. It's what you want. But if you're going to jump over the wire, if you're going into a boardroom, you want to have yourself ready to go, right? Now, what if you play Taps right now? Here's a starting note.
We're crying.
Well, we're gritting our teeth.
It was really sad.
It's really sad.
That was a really sad performance.
The only thing I think is interesting for the Taps, too, is that I think the way and manner that's played as well, because I think with having the kazoos, and for me, I'm used to hearing the bugles, and especially when you have like the Miramar Air Show or at a ceremony at Miramar National Cemetery, Rosecrans.
Military funerals,
and you have those funerals, and you do. You get touched by that. The song itself is touched, but then you're thinking about the kazoo, so there's a little bit of hilarity at the same time, unfortunately. So I know that changes even my thoughts about my emotion about who I'm supposed to be hearing right now.
You can see the people gritting their teeth in here as they try to get through Taps on a kazoo, right? It's an incredibly honorable piece of music. The feeling that goes with it is distinctly different from charge. And in less than a second, you're in that place. You're in that place. If you're singing or making the music yourself, it's even more powerful. But if you hear it, you're also there. You're also there. And this isn't something that a scientist has to come and say, okay, now, Bill, you are going to feel sad, and here's how, here's why, right? You just do it. You just do it. We're human beings set up to resonate for this stuff. And to wake that up and use it when you need grief, oh, Taps is great.
And you're changing the way people think, and you're helping them heal from the inside out through music. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about your book called More Than Human and talk about some examples of that. So we've got a great next segment coming up, and I just am excited at all you're doing, Bill, because I don't think anybody else out there is doing it.
It's true. I'm kind of a loner on this, you know, in between music therapists who are amazing people and doing one-to-one and all the music that's out there for entertainment. There's this big empty place where all of us can play, caring for ourselves with music.
And others as well.
And definitely love to hear about your conviction and your experiences you're talking about with these people. Because, I mean, honestly, ladies and gentlemen here in the audience, I want to embrace them and say, like, I've got what you're saying on this. So it's very, the way you're messaging, I think, is awesome. And I haven't got to hear you play on a piano and stuff like that, too. You said we could do it on the iPad, but unfortunately the fingers are a little bit small.
Right.
But hey, Rise Up Radio San Diego, we're going to see you here in a few moments here again with Eve Nasby and Phil Kendrick. We've got Bill Protzman, and see you in a few.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
Jared Kelly here. Here's the deal. San Diego's expensive. San Diego's a tough place to own and buy a house, but I want to tell you something special about San Diego. The housing market has appreciated consistently over the years, and if you're not a part of that, I want you to ask the question why. I would love to sit down and understand that process with you and help you make a plan so that your family fits your home and you're not strapped by the things that you think are constraining you in San Diego. Visit missionrealtygroup.com, hit the contact tab, and let's have a conversation today.
Hey, folks, James Carmody and Jared Kelly, the hosts of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to us, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's Little League coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
And I'm loving sharing that good news, but it's not Jared's, or excuse me, not James that's doing it. It's Eve Nasby and Phil Kendra with you, San Diego. So we're really glad to be back here with Bill Protzman.
Yep.
And we're going to be jumping in to talk a little about some of the success stories and his book, More Than Human. So, Bill, kind of some more success stories. Like, have you had a certain person you've reached out, or, I mean, we've talked about the Alzheimer's patients, but what else now have you reached out and has, like, really kind of grabbed you by your heart on that?
I have a story I like to tell about a veteran who was in the Guitars for Vets program at VVSD. And I got to be the one who handed this guy his practice guitar and kind of signed him up for the program. And that day, he sat down on a wall out there in the courtyard, picked up this guitar, and started playing and singing. I found out later that he's got memorized all the songs and words of Dylan, all the songs and words of the Beatles. This guy can go on. He's like a human disco machine.
Wow.
He can just, like, you wind him up and he can play anything from memory. And I just watched this change come over. It's that change we talked about earlier. He was giving it to himself. He hadn't played a guitar or song in a long, long time. And as I sat there and watched this formerly homeless addicted veteran play the guitar that day, you could see that he had come home. You could really feel it. It was just in the room, right? That energy was just there. And that stayed with me. Those experiences, they just stay with you.
And was that past Village Veteran stand down or when the recent year I'd been to?
Oh, this is back in 2011 or 2010,
awesome.
I think, when I met him. Yeah. And he's doing that work still today. I mean, music sustains, it keeps us alive.
Right.
You know, it just keeps us alive.
And was that the catalyst for your book, More Than Human, The Value of Cultivating Human Spirit in Your Organization?
So music, of course, is related to the human spirit, and in a big way. I got to be a part of the San Diego Veterans Coalition Spiritual Affinity Group when that was stood up in, I don't know, a few years ago now. And our purpose was to examine moral injury, right? What does it feel like to have to do something that doesn't line up with your beliefs?
I have never heard that phrase before, moral injury.
Moral injury, yeah.
Wow.
It was kicking around. And the idea there is that, you know, do not kill is one of our accepted principles. But if you're a combat soldier, your job is to hurt people and break things. So that creates a sort of a disconnect.
Mm.
The Spiritual Affinity Group was set out to try to figure out how can we can recover from that? How can we reclaim our own integrity? And so there's a lot of talk about how to practice spirituality in a practical way. And we got all the way down the road to writing a sort of a handbook outline before the board decided to disband the group and fold it into other groups. It was a good idea. It was a really good idea. And a lot of good stuff came out of that. And I thought, you know what? We can probably do this handbook. So I wrote the handbook, and it turned out to be like an actual book at the end of the day.
That's definitely more than a handbook. That's not a pamphlet. That is definitely a book right there.
It got to be a book, right? So this is a book about, similar to music, about reminding us what it means to connect to our human spirit. And in a practical way, in a way you can use. Like, what does it mean to practice appreciation? What does it mean to practice respect? And not just saying, you know what, Phil, I really respect you for what you've accomplished, but to do an actual practice that goes beyond the words and make that a habit. So, I mean, we look around the world today. How are we doing with discourse? Not so good, right? The habit of discourse in our world is sadly not sustaining us very well. We're arguing, but we're not discoursing. So, just like you can learn techniques that you can use when you're under the gun, if you learn spiritual habits that you can use when you're under the gun, those habits can sustain you in a way that something else might not. So the idea of a spiritual best practice was something the group surfaced. Now, hey, that's interesting. Let's find out what it means to do that, to put that into words, you know, and then to make that part of our lives. And it goes deep. It goes deep. And you know what? The other thing is we found, it's interesting, it doesn't go just toward one set of beliefs. If you're practicing respect, it doesn't matter what religion you're in, right? If you're practicing appreciation, it doesn't matter who you pray to. What matters is that you're showing another human being a genuine, authentic connection around to the practice of respect or appreciation or gratitude or dignity or you name it. They're all out there.
Yeah, it's probably not bad to recage that golden rule out there every once in a while, too.
Seriously.
Nowadays. No. But So we're speaking with Bill Protzman again and his book, More Than Human. So let's say that I really want to find out about this book. How do I get a hold of this book? Where do I find it?
No, it's really easy. It's on Amazon.
Awesome.
You can find it. Go Google for me. I'm all over the place. BillProtzman.com or Music Care. But you can find More Than Human on Amazon, ebooks or in print. And it'll read maybe a couple hours. I think you could probably get most of it in a couple hours. But turning it into a practice, that's a lifetime. So I hope that it supports people who are already in the track, you know, and people who are trying to figure it out for the first time. And that we take some time here to really reinvent how we engage with one another in a way that is sustainable and practical and useful and joyous.
So you don't just have this book, though. You also have this group called Music Care Incorporated. So you can tell us about that organization.
Sure. Music Care is a phenomenal, I heard this recently, I'm going to steal it, for-purpose corporation. It's for-profit that actually has a give back. Mm-hmm. So by charging exorbitant prices to people who want coaching and instruction in music care or now in being more than human, we can then afford to give back in terms of time and treasure to organizations like the Coalition, San Diego Veterans Coalition, and other places where I do some volunteer work. I teach a class for music class for homeless people, for example.
Mm.
And
awesome.
That's been amazing. It's just incredible to see people light up. We had a great discourse last week, too, about the NFL issue and people taking a knee, what that all means and where we all stand in relationship to one another as human beings. So it's a great place to practice what I preach, essentially. And to hear other people give it back in a way that says, yeah, that means something. We're going to do that. Let's do more of those things. That's what Music Care is all about.
Awesome.
Are there opportunities for musicians to partner with you as you go out to do the homeless outreaches and things like that?
Of course. I'm always getting calls, Eve, from folks who say, hey, I've got a new veterans performance group, for example. A guy called me last week somewhere up in Corona called VetSets, and his idea is to allow veterans to come together and perform in a useful way for audiences that appreciate whatever they have to give. Could be music, spoken word. And those calls come in all the time. And I'm so happy to hook those people up with opportunities because here in San Diego, we've got any number of bands that are composed of veterans, some that like are alumni of Veterans Village, that are doing good work around music already.
Do you have to audition with a kazoo?
You know what? It might be a good idea. Our team here.
We got a lot of practice in this studio. If we're going to be excelling in a kazoo band.
No, that's awesome, Bill. Thank you for that. And so we can volunteer or jump on your website.
Jump on the website. Sure. Yeah.
Actually, we should spread Noah, put some music on. We'll start doing some karaoke for see how the ratings go.
Oh,
awesome.
Dear.
I play marching grand piano. Is that okay?
That's amazing. And okay. I heard that you wanted to sing the Marines hymn for us, too.
Yeah, we're not going to do
that. We still actually have time, Eve. So don't. We were fortunate this week. The Inspiration Awards, Eve Nasby sung the national anthem for us, which was absolutely
beautiful.
Amazing. So
very
I appreciate
humbling.
Her daughter, of course, sings at
very
some
humbling.
Different
yeah.
ceremonies as well.
Yep.
So, and you know, you're being pretty humble, but I know that the National Council for Behavioral Health gave you an award of excellence in 2014, and just celebrating about what you're doing with the organization, or you know, you just all about being out there. And I love the feeling that you're giving us here in the studio right now about what you're talking about too.
Thanks, Bill. You know, the idea of lifting other people up is so important these days. There's such incredible work happening. And if we can be a part of promoting that or connecting people with that in any way possible, that's our job, the way I see it. You know, we're just here to put the pieces together and let things grow.
You know what, Bill? We all have our gifts. It could be athletic. It could be music. It could be training and teaching like Janice has done. We all have our gifts. And it's just a matter of figuring those out and how can we give back to the community and use those gifts.
Well said. And what I've learned the hard way, perhaps, is to stay focused on my great gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's something great going on that I might contribute to, but it isn't in my wheelhouse completely, stay true to my passion. There's going to be other people there who can do that thing that I'm only partially good at, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's what this show is all about. Rise up.
Rise up and find those people. And, you know, I do appreciate, too, about some of the groups that you've talked about as well as Janice today, the Village Veterans Stand Down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting here in San Diego about all the different organizations, nonprofit groups, for-purpose groups, the military. We actually build the tents, put the generators out for them each year, was a part of it, was awesome. The San Diego Veterans Coalition. You know, these are groups that are out there helping folks. And, of course, we talked with Janice, of course, about that VET CTAP earlier. And And it's amazing that all these groups are touching one another mm-hmm. to help build up what their specialties are, being that yours in music care and reaching out and touching people through that. So really do appreciate that, Bill, for being with us today. And that's awesome. Eve, we got to talk about what's going on with you now. How have you been doing?
I'm doing really well. And I'm blessed to be a part of this amazing veteran community and helping folks transition and find jobs and all that good stuff. But Bill, you're an inspiration. Janice over there back in the corner, just my hero girl. You're just amazing. And then Phil Kendro, hello. I want to go flying with you.
I know. Yeah, I got to get you all flying
Sky Tours.
Like yeah, I know on that one.
San Diego Sky Tours.
But again, also this weekend, everybody, don't forget October started already. So we've got Oktoberfest. We've got Little Mesa coming up and something out in Julian. But you got to make sure you plan ahead because it's probably be some traffic going out to the
event. But it's beautiful.
Out there.
We're going camping tonight. We're going to go to Lake Cuyamaca with about 40 folks from our church and just hang out, have s'mores, campfires, sing, and just be a community. So guys, get together with your people, hang out as a community, communicate, and do fun things together.
Yeah, and also we also got San Diego State Aztecs. We're doing absolutely phenomenal, so we need to make sure to support those folks. Yep. And a lot of events here coming up, too. We've got the San Diego Fleet Week, CNR Parades, coming up on October 14th.
Awesome.
Would love to have you guys join us on the USS Midway, which will be help sponsoring the event this year. We're looking at actually over 50 aircraft, both military and warbirds from the local community, including T-6 Texans. We're going to have a Hellcat coming down from Camarillo, which was a bird that actually fought during World War II and saved countless lives by the mission that they did. We've also got our Mount Soledad National Veterans Memorial event coming up on Veterans Day, November 11th. Mm-hmm. We're honoring Jacqueline Cochran this year, and who was a famous female aviator who, when she passed away in 1980, she had more records than any male or female pilot when she passed away. And the Air and Space Museum is going to be donating some stuff to help out with that. So really excited about all those different events coming up.
And if you haven't been to Fleet Week, you need to go. Grab your kids, grab your family, go to Fleet Week. And I think you have a lot to do with that too, Phil, in managing that and setting that all up. So thanks for all your efforts on this.
A lot of people. Good friend Brian Smiley now is president down there, so we're excited about that one. Hey, Bill, any parting words as well, too, for talking about, again, how they reach out to you? Any other few words? I mean, I really love hearing about how music touches the soul. And again, I'll have to harass my wife about playing less country music to make me happier. But any other further words, Bill?
Well, just to find your music and use it. All the contact information is going to be on the website. You guys can check up with Rise Up Radio and get there on that. But, give me a call. There's ways to get to me on my website. You can, if you're on a mobile device, there's a little button you can click. It'll go right through to my phone. Ask me anything you want. I'm available, so reach out.
Awesome. Well, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, look for More Than Human. Of course, can find on Amazon, can find other bookstores there. Bill Protzman, really appreciate that. Eve Nasby, it's been fun again.
I know, we snuck in here. And if you guys have any guests that you know of that need to be on this show, go to sdriseup.com. That's sdriseup.com, and let us know.
And San Diego, we encourage you to rise up. So again, Rise Up Radio San Diego, and have a great evening.
Hey, San Diego, Craig Sewing here. Look, one of the things that nobody likes to hear is that they got bugs in their home. Almost all California homes have some sort of bug or termite problem. It's not a cool thing to have bugs running around your house, so I'm going to help you get rid of them. I want you to connect with Lloyd's Pest Control. These are our good friends at the Craig Sewing Show. They can help you. They've been in business, putting bugs out of business since 1931. They'll do a free inspection for you. If you want to get your biggest investment checked out, make sure there's not bugs or termites, go to LloydPest.com. That's LloydPest.com and get a free inspection of your real estate today.
Hey, San Diego. Have you been to any Padres games this year? You might have noticed my name on the outfield scoreboard as the realtor for our team. Hi, I'm Melissa Tucci, the exclusive realtor for the San Diego Padres, and I don't just help the ballplayers. I've helped thousands of San Diegans just like you buy and sell homes. I love this business. I love helping people, and I love to have a conversation with you to explore your real estate goals. Whether you're buying or selling, visit me online at melissatucci.com and shoot me a quick message. That's MelissaTucci.com. Or just call me 619-787-6852. That's 787-6852. Or again, just visit me at MelissaTucci.com. Let's start the conversation today. I look forward to the opportunity to get to know you better. And feel free to call, text, or email me. Thank you so much.